So in Mirror of Dharma, with additions, which has, as you know, the wonderful subtitle, How to Find the Real Meaning of Human Life, Venerable Geshe-la says as follows. The meaning of non-dual appearance and emptiness is very profound and not easy to understand. The wisdom that realizes non-dual appearance and emptiness is a higher level of the correct view of emptiness. Training in this wisdom is the quick path to enlightenment. So this is the purpose of meeting Jesongkhapa in this life, so he can lead us to the wisdom that realizes non-dual appearance and emptiness, higher level of the correct view of emptiness, and the quick path to enlightenment. Jesongkhapa took these instructions from the Ganden emanation scripture, whose nature is the wisdom of Buddha Manjusri. So we have the opportunity to realize non-dual appearance and emptiness, to realize the union of Haruka, for example, in this very life. And Venerable Geshe-la explains to us what this depends upon, because we have gathered such wonderful conditions together. And our Guru is wishing this result for us. He can bestow this for us. But from our side, we need to have a certain condition. So those of you who are familiar with this text, Venerable Geshe-la's most recent advice from his heart, will know what's coming. Because the next paragraph begins with an if. It's a dependent arising. If we have within ourself a strong potential for spiritual realizations, then with this condition, we will easily develop and maintain profound knowledge and spiritual realizations. So I'm just going to say this again, because the practice that we're going to learn through this festival is so important with respect to this point. If we have within ourselves, in our heart, a strong potential for spiritual realizations, then with this condition, we will easily develop and maintain profound knowledge and spiritual realizations. We can accomplish this condition, because that's our next question. If we have this condition within ourselves, a strong potential for spiritual realizations, then we will easily develop and maintain profound knowledge and spiritual realizations. So as soon as we read this, we want to know, how do you create this inner condition? So Venerable Geshe-la answers this question. We can accomplish this condition, and he repeats what it is, a strong potential for spiritual realizations within ourselves, by sincerely practicing the Guru Yoga of the Wisdom Buddha, Jesongkhapa. That's the answer. If we sincerely engage every day, often, eventually, all the time, the Guru Yoga of Jesongkhapa, Wisdom Buddha, We create within ourselves this inner condition that we need from our side. Because from our guru's side, he's ready to bestow these wisdoms, particularly the wisdom realizing non-dual appearance and emptiness. So we can accomplish this condition, a strong potential for spiritual realizations within ourself by sincerely, that means without laziness, by sincerely practicing the Guru Yoga of the Wisdom Buddha, Jesongkhapa. Through this Guru Yoga, we will receive the powerful blessings of all the Buddhas through our Guru, so that we will easily develop and maintain profound knowledge and spiritual realizations. So this is what makes our spiritual progress easy, because we've met Guru Tsongkhapa, we've met the doctrine of the Ganden oral lineage for people of the modern world. Everything is perfect. From our side, we need to make sure that we're creating this inner condition within ourselves, a strong potential for spiritual realizations. And we do this through sincerely practicing the Guru Yoga of the Wisdom Buddha, Jesongkhapa. Through this Guru Yoga, we will receive the powerful blessings of all the Buddhas through our Guru. Then, spiritual knowledge, profound knowledge and spiritual realizations easily develop. So sitting in this temple, it's hard not to think of an analogy Venerable Geshe-la gave many years ago related to this, where if the sun is shining, as it is, it appears all the time, and you have, so with the sun shining, yes, it's powerful, but perhaps not powerful enough to, for example, ignite a piece of paper. But if we gather all the sun's rays, all the power of the sun, through, for example, having a magnifying glass, so that the sun's rays are all gathered together and focused on one particular spot, we could cause a piece of paper to ignite. So this is like an analogy for how we gather all the power of all Buddhas through the Guru Yoga of Jesongkhapa, all Buddha's power, all Buddha's blessings can be bestowed into our heart through the practice of the Guru Yoga of Jesongkhapa. Then very quickly, very easily, profound knowledge and spiritual realizations will grow very quickly.